Oh, I've got an asinine story for you.
Oh.
About Meghan Markle and Pippa Middleton. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. I really think you can get behind this story, Bradley.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you just want to bring up the rear, I'm going to tell you a story about why Meghan Markle pulled out of Pippa Middleton's wedding over butt scrutiny.
Okay, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, this story is so good.
Butt scrutiny?
Yeah, I told you it was asinine. I told you, so you'd get behind gonna... it. Hey-o! Okay, here's the story. This is how it goes. And this is according to that new biography, which, by the way, can I just share with you my favorite part of this biography?
I mean, it's not the part or not where biography. She had butt scrutiny?
No, that's actually my favorite part. Okay. There's a lot of favorite parts. The authors of this article, finding, or this book, Finding Freedom, they maintain that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have were not interviewed and did not contribute.
Yeah,
however,
this is the lie, but
they
go ahead.
Say, quote, when appropriate, they spoke to the couple themselves.
Okay, so what?
Okay, no. Well, let's get back to the butts, okay?
Okay, so tell me the butt story, but then I have a broader point.
Yeah. Oh, no, we got time for all of it. So the story goes like this. Meghan Markle, of course, was invited to Pippa Middleton's wedding. Pippa Middleton is the sister of the Duchess Kate, Will's wife.
Yeah, and everybody liked her butt.
At the wedding of Will and Kate, it was Pippa's booty that was making all the headlines. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, Kate Middleton was upstaged by her sister's booty. Well, apparently, according to this biography that's semi-unauthorized, whatever, it was that event that led Meghan Markle to not go to Pippa's wedding, lest her butt upstage Pippa.
So there's so many things weird with this story.
Yes.
Now,
that is an
obvious,
understatement.
It's so, so obvious, the butt thing. Like who would be like, I'm sorry, but her butt is too big and I cannot have her butt upstage mine. That alone deserves some scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to the story, though, it was Meghan who wanted to suppress her butt. That Pippa didn't care about Meghan's butt.
No, that's what I mean. Oh, like, okay. Meghan didn't want to show up because she didn't want to get upstaged by Pippa's butt.
No. Meghan didn't want her butt to upstage Pippa.
Oh, okay.
It was gracious.
Now it makes sense. It was grata booty.
It was grata booty.
So she was saying, I don't want my beautiful butt to upstage Pippa's butt.
Right.
At her She's own like, wedding, which is a thoughtful thing. This all makes sense now. The world is fine again.
Okay, good. So Meghan apparently put careful thought into her outfit to make sure it was stylish without being splashy. But then just hours before Pippa's wedding, Meghan said, oh no, my butt is too good.
She did not say that.
No, but this is me paraphrasing.
Okay. I was like, is that quote in the book?
Harry and Meghan agreed that she could not possibly turn up at the church with a booty like that. I mean, it was just too banging.
Who's attributing this experience?
This is the book.
But I mean, in the book, do they say like, you know, like a source close to Meghan's butt?
No, I'll read you the words that allegedly are in the book. First of all, they call it Meghan versus Pippa in the wedding of the rears.
This is so
quote. Harry crappy. And Meghan agreed. Yeah, exactly. That she couldn't possibly turn up at the church after a story suggested that Meghan Markle was about to upstage Middleton with her own Pippa moment. Quote, if they worried their arrival might create a media circus despite taking every precaution, now they had no doubt it would. Now that the media was on to the booty, they couldn't bring her booty to the wedding.
This is so weird. So they literally are claiming that Meghan Markle didn't want to upstage Pippa, not because of who she was.
No.
Literally
no.
Her butt.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I said all was right in the world and now I have it all figured out, I understand the context of how we're hearing about this. So the whole idea of this book is that it's not coming from Harry and Meghan, wink, wink. It's probably coming from Harry and Meghan, mm-hmm. which means the stories are going to have a certain spin on them. And the spin is going to be, you know, perhaps Harry and Meghan forward or Harry and Meghan positive.
Yeah.
Which I'm not questioning that these stories didn't happen. So that's why I wanted to understand that, because if it was the other way around, I was like, why would you write a book that said you wouldn't show up to somebody's wedding because you were afraid their butt would upstage you? But when you explained that it was actually Meghan who was doing the altruistic thing,
yes,
that totally makes sense coming in a book that allegedly is, wink, wink, not coming from them, but probably coming from them.
Right.
But then, so sit with that, sit on that. If you will.
Mm-hmm. I'm sinning.
Why would you ever tell that story? Because in the end, it doesn't make you look... Okay, sure, it makes you look altruistic, but also really petty and superficial.
And full of your own butt.
Well, right?
I mean, that's just ridiculous. Yeah,
so that's why I need, I still haven't gotten to the bottom of this book.
I see what you're saying.
And I literally am not trying that hard at all. It really is that easy.
I know. I told you could get behind this story.
Hey-o. I'm loving it over here.
Oh, good. Grant's happy. That makes us happy. Did you know the story, Grant, about the butts?
I did not.
No.
I've been now learning quite a bit about the butt kerfuffle.
And here's the thing.
The butt fuffle.
The butt fuffle.
Oh, I got to be careful. Ooh, careful. Kerfuffle. Be very careful.
I want to read this book now simply because of the booties. I mean, that actually did it for me.
This actually makes me want to read it less. I'm
really
dead serious when I tell you that. Because I've struggled with this book, and I tried, you guys.
Bring us into your struggle.
I tried to get Lori and Julia to give me the skinny on this book, mm-hmm. and Lori was very wishy-washy. Like, she's very pro Meghan and Harry, mm-hmm. to the point where I think she would be willing to overlook, you know, like, I get that Meghan has been mistreated and was actually a victim of, you know, racism and just a really, really crap press in the UK, so that you would want somebody to tell a better tale about you.
Right.
But why wouldn't you just tell your own tale? I'm sorry, I said
I'm sorry, tale. I can't. I can't.
But you
I
see tried, what I mean?
I
like,
can't.
Why wouldn't you go, instead of like these two people who are writing stories about how great you are because you didn't want to upstage this woman's butt, why wouldn't you sit down with somebody who is actually going to, you know, tell your story in your own words in a way that, I don't know, came across a little more.
I know.
Less buddy. No?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to get to the bottom of this by reading the book. Truly.
Are you going to read the book?
I think I will try.
Okay.